Well, I am really happy to have a longtime friend of our station, Tag / Tommy. I have probably known him. Oh, I'm going to embarrass you. I've probably known you since you've been about a year or two old. You're so tall now. You're so much bigger now. But you know, we absolutely adore Greg Everett, who was our station general manager, and of course your mom Tony here. And I was so excited to hear you on the radio on Saturday. We heard you on that wonderful Q&A show talking about something really important that's happening. So I wanted to grab you and have you talk a little bit about the Kihei Charter Astronomy Club event that's happening Thursday. That's right, this Thursday, November 14th, at the University of Hawaii Maui College Observatory. So a couple of things we wanted to clear up is that you're doing it there, which is great, but it's really part of the club that you started and part of the Kihei Charter School, right?
It is part of us.
And you've been in the Kihei Charter School now for how long?
Well, I first went in 2016, and I was homeschooled for about 2 to 3 years, and then I came back last year, so about 3 years.
And I know you've always been fascinated. I get fascinated with the fact that so many young people, well, even including Shaggy, are fascinated by NASA and the stars. But you have had this passion for it, and I think it's really an amazing blessing that there have been a few key people here on this island that have really opened their doors to people like you to learn more. And that's how you kind of got interested in astronomy, didn't you?
Yeah, I've always been interested in astronomy ever since I was born.
And then when did you get a chance to go further? I mean, I know you followed a lot of events, and I have to say, is NASA an inspiration? Because they have a great site.
Yeah, NASA is kind of an inspiration.
Yeah.
The Hubble Space Telescope is also an inspiration, too.
Do you go on their sites and check out all the things going on?
Yep.
Did you happen to see on Monday there was a really interesting Mercury transit?
I saw that. I wasn't awake to catch it, but mm-hmm. I saw videos of it.
I was awake, and I couldn't capture. I thought I had a brilliant idea. I'd just take my phone instead of looking with my eyes, and I'd point my phone at the sun, but I couldn't see anything, even one of my closest. But it is an interesting field. And what do you think is the fascination with a lot of people your age and some millennials even, and lots of people are now interested in the stars? You think it's the possibility of being able to go to Mars and being able to go to the moon that kind of is really an interesting frontier to explore?
Most likely we're all interested in going to Mars. Plus space makes really good backgrounds on computers.
Oh, that's true too. I just like taking the pictures. NASA has such great pictures you can steal. And I like making them into artwork. I mean, I just get amazed. And my mind gets boggled. I'll tell you the truth, Tag. I get up every morning early before the sun comes up. And I look up at the stars every morning. And I just kind of get amazed looking at them. I mean, to me, I just look up at the stars and going, wow. I mean, to me, it just blows my mind to see what's going on up there, you know. And just a small little window of what I can see. But for someone like you, you get to see through some of the great telescopes that have been happening and that are available. There's been some interesting events up there in Pukalani, right? With I forget the name of the guy that started that science club up there.
There is the Institute for Astronomy, and they always have the open houses every about September-ish.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about.
Yeah, they're very interesting. Specifically, this year they had a sun exhibit and also a planetarium, star lab. And that was very fun. I got to bring my club up there, and they all had fun. And
what started the club? How did you begin the idea of a club?
Well, this was back in June. I was volunteering at a science camp from it's the Maui Science Center. I don't know. I forgot their name. I shouldn't. Yeah, it's them, I believe. And I saw JD, and I'm like, all right, I want to start.
That's JD Armstrong?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to get in contact with him, and I was hoping he'd come, and he did. So I asked him, hey, I'm going to start an astronomy club here. And he's like, all right, that's great. Just contact me. I'll be on board. And that's how this all started.
Was there an astronomy club around on Maui before you started this one in June?
There was other, Well, I started it technically in late September.
Uh-huh.
But there was no astronomy club at the school at all. And I think there were, from what I've learned, there's not a lot of other schools with other astronomy clubs. So KHR is kind of special right now.
How'd you get the word out at the school that you wanted to start the club?
Well, we had an ice cream social, which is those little events the school makes for mm-hmm. people to recruit clubs. That's that, but everyone would buy ice cream. Mm-hmm. So I brought down my telescope, and I got a bunch of people.
Oh, what kind of telescope do you have?
I have a Celestron Astromaster 114.
How cool is that? Just learning how to use them. I have to say, I bought one time, and I never could figure out quite how to use it right. I was like, it kept sitting out there going, and I think I used it right once or twice, so it probably made a difference where you actually got people to be able to look through it right.
Yeah.
And did you have a special focus that you were focusing it on when they were looking through it?
Well, since it wasn't all the way to sundown, we were focusing on the moon and Jupiter.
Oh, interesting. And you can see Jupiter with your telescope?
Oh, yeah, I can see it really fine. I can see the moons as well.
How cool is that? So that got people excited.
Yeah.
How many people do you have in your astronomy club now?
We now have six. About six. There's another kid who just joined recently.
And so you're trying to build that up, but I love the idea that you put together this special event this Thursday and that you were able to connect with this wonderful lady. I heard her talk on Saturday. Her name's Dr. Jenny. Is that pronounced she?
Yeah.
Dr. Jenny She.
That's
she's
her.
Really nice and very smart, huh?
Yeah, she's very cool.
She's the astronomy professor at UHMC. So she kind of, did you contact her or how did you connect with her for this?
JD was talking to her a while at the same time when he came to my club for a talk, and he thought that it'd be a good idea to get me in contact with her. Now, well,
that's nice of him. That's great of him. Yeah. So they have an astronomy observatory there and a lab. So this Thursday, this is open to not just your club, obviously. This is open to any and all high school students interested in astronomy. So this is open to anyone that's going, God, this would be really cool to go down and look at it. So have you been to the astronomy lab there, and what's it like?
I've been there. It's very, very nice. They have like about five telescopes in there.
Oh, nice.
Four main ones. They're very, very high tech and they're very cool. They have another one that's also high tech and cool. That's for kids. Not kids, but they said it was donated.
So I assume that you at this point are going to be wanting to go there when you get through with your KHA charter school, right?
Yep.
And then you can actually take a course in astronomy through her?
Yeah, I think I can.
That would be wonderful. My gosh. It'd be very cool to be an intern for someone also that knew something like that. So JD's been really great in being able to inspire you and get you started along this course, huh?
Yeah, he's my expert interview for my junior project. He's also, I guess he's kind of my mentor for this.
It sure sounds like it, and I always enjoy listening to him. He knows so much, and he's just so, there's some people who are professors and teachers we're very smart but don't know how to communicate. But he seems to really know how to reach out and explain what he knows. And not, you don't get lost, you know, because you can understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing here is inviting anyone that's a high school student that's interested in astronomy to come to this special event that you're doing Thursday and meet you and Dr. She and your astronomy club. And after this event, are you thinking of maybe having some astronomy meetings that might be open also to other people besides your particular school at Kihei Charter?
That can be arranged.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, would actually be nice.
Well, there are many, many places that have rooms for nonprofit organizations and events and clubs like yours, so that would be great. Maybe you could even do it. Maybe she'd let you do it there at the college. Wouldn't that be nice? Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, who knows where it's going to go, but I know this was, for you, it was like a huge step. I mean, you've gotten really tall, I mean, because I've known you, but you're still in high school, even though when you look at you, you go, gosh, you look like you could be a basketball player. I'm sorry, Tag, but you're tall. And so what grade are you in right now?
I'm a junior.
So you got one whole year still left to go.
Yep.
So you're starting to think about college at this point? And when you're a junior, do you start thinking about college?
I've been thinking about college ever since I was a freshman.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been arguing with myself and where I'm going to go. I think I'm going to go to UHMC.
Well, that would be great because then you have these connections already going on there. And I really think it's nice. I like that college. And a lot of people don't, you know, well, the thing is a lot of people want to go away to go to college, you know.
Yeah.
They use college as an excuse to get off the island or something. But I think it's a great college, and they already have a relationship with a teacher there and everything. There could be a lot of wonderful things done. And who knows, you know, with J.D. Armstrong and other connections, wouldn't it be cool to be able to actually get a job up there and work there at the up on top of the hill up there?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about that?
I've thought about it many, yeah. many times.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, does he have to go? I know they have ways to connect without having to go to the hilltop, but does he have to work up there on the top of Haleakala, or does he work at a different office?
I think he works down at the Institute for Astronomy mostly.
And that's in Pukualani?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You know, I've never been up there, and I've always wanted to go. I've always wanted to check it out. And so is it just like, is it a special building? Where is it in Pukualani?
Yeah, it's a special, not, I think it's kind of a special building. It's, you know where Long's is?
Sure.
It's there.
Oh, really? I had no idea. I used to live in Pukualani, and I didn't know maybe it wasn't there then. But that's very convenient. That's wonderful. Well, I want to congratulate you, Tag, because I think it's wonderful that you're taking the step and putting this on. And it can turn a lot more people on to what's really going on up there in the stars. And we are very, very lucky to have some inspired people like LD. Not LD, JD, the other D, JD, and others that really do care and do some amazing work up there. I have to admit, I've never been up to Haleakala and seen the observatory up there. Have you ever been up there?
I've been up to Haleakala. I've never been up to the observatory except for soon, because I'm trying to get my club up there.
Oh, would that be wonderful to be able to have a tour with them?
Yeah, I think, yeah, JD's trying to get us up there, I believe.
I think that'd be fantastic. Well, I have to thank JD for his wonderful work that he's done. And I've also, I met the lady, Dr. She. Is that her name?
That's her name.
Jenny She. She was very, very cool as well. And, you know, of course, your parents for getting you your telescopes, and your mother supported you, and your grandmother supported you, and they're all, like, pushing you to go, do it, right?
Yep.
And I say good for them because, you know what, I just look at this and I'm really, I hate to admit it because I'm proud of you, Dag, for taking this on and doing this and making this happen because it's a big, big step. And it's going to turn other people on to how the possibilities and what we have and what's going on in the stars. It's really infinite. It's endless. And it's who knows where it's going to land up. I mean, I won't be around, but in 50 years, I mean, there will be places people have gone to Mars and beyond, and it's just it's amazing what's going to be held in our future in the stars. So I just have to say a very, very big mahalo, because I mean, it makes us really look at things in a whole different perspective. Whenever I see the stars, whenever I, you know, just look up at the sky, I have to say it always changes my perspective. And I'm sure it's probably the same for you when you look through a telescope, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even when I fly and look down at Earth, I think, gosh, our problems are pretty small. It's pretty minute. And then we look in the stars, same thing. So thank you so much for coming in today. I really appreciate you taking the time and talk to me.
Thanks for having me.
Aloha.